Hey, Alex, it's Dylan. Nice to be talking with you.
Hey, Dylan. Yeah, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, so since we're getting started, if you'd like to introduce yourself and your role with the Neo Pastiche Music Festival.
So my name's Alex Sturgis. I lived in Asheville for about 7 years. I used to run a venue with a number of friends in town called Apothecary, which had about a year run. And through that, got to know a lot of the local musicians in town and got involved with the Media Arts Project and the Black Mountain College Museum, doing a little bit of work with them on the rehappening and some of the other programming in town there. And so my role in the Neo Pastiche Festival is sort of as one of the lead organizers. This is an idea that me and one of my sort of artistic partners, Jack Callahan, started kicking around about a year ago. Just considering a lot of the amazing work that some of our friends were doing within a sort of an experimental or like sort of non-institutional music setting, and thinking how there weren't really very many platforms for entering that contemporary work into dialogue with some of the traditions of American composer music, as in John Cage and Morton Feldman, and sort of some of the traditional experimental music of the U.S. So doing this festival became a mission to introduce a new presentational context for friends doing computer music and free improvised music, or, you know, music that's sort of happening outside of standard popular music contexts or sort of academic gallery contexts.
Yeah, I've heard some wonderful things about the programs you mentioned, like the rehappening, and you touched on a few things that sets this music festival apart. I was wondering if you could go a little bit deeper into what really makes the essence of this music festival unique and what the community can expect as this event unfolds.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're lucky to be partnering with the Black Mountain College Museum and presenting this festival. All of the events will take place at their gallery on College Street downtown. So I think part of what is special about this program to us is being able to sort of bring up the historical context of American art and American music tradition, kind of with their help and with stewardship of that legacy of the Black Mountain College. And for our part, being able to bring a network of musicians and artists who are working, in my opinion, like fairly radical aesthetic social contexts, doing very cutting edge work within an electronic music and underrepresented music categories on this type of festival stage. So I think what's kind of special about this, and I think what people can expect, and I think what people really enjoy about these four programs that we have throughout the weekend is really this a pairing of types of music that you really don't see programmed together otherwise, and sort of initiating that dialogue between contemporary musicians and a sort of historic legacy of great American experimental art and music.
It definitely seems like the Asheville music scene is a perfect place to kind of populate this movement towards innovative music that you're mentioning. So what would you say is your favorite aspect of this event on a personal level?
One very personal aspect of this festival is getting to work with a lot of musicians who are close friends, some of which are former Asheville residents. Frank Meadows is helping lead the charge in organizing this. Nick James Scavo, who used to live in town, who we did Apothecary with, he will be presenting some work. He's since been in New York and has been doing institutional organizing for Issue Project Room and writing works of theory and producing music. So it's really special to kind of bring an extended network of friends who all have strong ties to Asheville, and invite some of these folks to come back and present their work and sort of re-enter into dialogue with really amazing artists in town like Marcianne Hahnemann, Carmelo Pampolonio, Kimathi Moore, Elizabeth Lang. These composers in town that have been working and living there for a long time in Asheville, and sort of re-initiate some of these conversations that just haven't materially been able to take place just for lack of a reason like this festival. So that's a really special thing to me, absolutely, yeah.
Well, if there were anyone interested in getting in contact with Neo Pastiche to find out more information, where would be the place to look?
We have a lot of information on our website, which is www.neo-pastiche.us. And also our email address is a great place to reach out, and that is neopastiche@gmail.com.
Awesome. And again, this event will take place April 25th to 28th. And on
That's
behalf
right, yeah.
of Asheville 103.3 FM, I just want to thank you for your efforts in bringing such awesome music to the Asheville community and participating on our NewsHour.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to participate and come see all the wonderful music.
Yeah, we'll hope to see you there. Thank you so much.